welcome to the Reckless Dice Live Play Sessions. Tonight we are doing character creation for our new adventure, The Thousand Thrones, from Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay 3rd Edition. We're playing a 2nd Edition adventure, we're upscaling it to 3rd Edition. We have Chris.
Hello.
Jeremy.
Hey.
Nate.
Hey.
And Layla.
Hi.
And I'm Jesse, your GM. And again, tonight's character creation is going to be pretty freeform. We're going to do some background, fold those into the story. Next episode is when we'll formally start the adventure. So, to get us started, Chris, you've already kind of gotten your character rolling, right?
I have.
All right.
I am ready to agitate.
You're ready to agitate.
Because I am an agitator.
Get it on!
I've murdered enough stuff in your games that I think I'm going to do something that doesn't require me to stab things.
That's good stuff.
Or shoot them.
And then, Layla, you've already got yours kind of underway. Tell us a little bit about where you're headed.
I'm going to be a witch this time. Totally self-taught. Very poor. Kind of a lost soul.
And you're talking about maybe hailing from Britonia, which would be the neighboring country.
Yeah.
This adventure is going to start out in a town called city called Marienburg, which is in the northwest of the Empire, bordering Britonia. And Nate, what direction are you headed?
I think I want to play a knightly type character. I'm thinking maybe a pistolier.
Oh, cool.
I don't know. Something different.
All right. Maybe we played a lot of dwarves in the past. And then, Jeremy, what's your thoughts?
I don't know. I did a gambler before, and that was pretty fun.
I think you played a gambler in almost every game we've played together.
I'm thinking I need to step outside my wheelhouse and do something different. So come back to me in real quick.
Okay. Well, so for those of you who are unfamiliar with character creation, I'm going to get that going. The first thing you'll want to do is choose a race. And Chris, you've chosen human. Layla, you chose human.
Mm-hmm.
Nate?
Human.
Human.
If I'm going to do pistolier, I'll be human.
Okay, and Jeremy? Are we not there yet? We're still toying with dwarves?
Yeah, I'm getting close. No, I'm going to be a sword master, which was my first.
Okay, we're going to elves then. All right.
Nice.
Let me find my book here.
Sort of
I'm so going to be playing, like, elf racist. Leaf-eating, tea-drinking, peace love.
We'll see if I don't kill you in the first session.
All right. Actually, I need to find my... I thought I had this on my iPad here, but now I need to go get it, so bear with me a second. So, Chris, while I'm doing this, tell us a little bit about what you've built so far, since your character is already almost complete.
So, Nefin is an agitator, and just from previous conversations with Jesse, I think I'm going to be starting... jailed in our game here, because I am going to be part of what I am agitating is that in some past experience, not with like an army or anything, but with more like maybe just fraternizing with other thugs and maybe gangs, things like that, in the various cities that I've been in, I have encountered at night Skaven popping up out of a city sewer or something like that. Maybe it did end some of the people I was running with. And so now I'm running around trying to, you know, let everybody know about the horrible dangers that lurk below the cities. And I have been jailed for my spreading falsehoods and raising the public...
heresy.
Well, not even heresy. It's just more raising the public's ire and fear.
Yeah.
And you know,
you're agitating.
Exactly. But it's the truth, damn it!
All right, so... here's how the character creation is going to work. It's a couple-step process. For those of you who are humans, I need you to grab a piece of scratch paper or something. You're going to have 25 creation points. And these creation points are going to be divvied out in between a few things. First, you're going to be able to spend them on upgrading your characteristics, which are your 6 main skills, like strength, toughness, agility, intelligence, willpower, and fellowship. For the humans, you all start at 2 across the board. Jeremy, you are a dwarf.
No, elf.
Elf, I'm sorry.
Don't even go there.
You're a high elf, right?
No, like elves.
Yes.
Okay, so the high elf, I'm going to read them off from top to bottom, okay? This is your starting stats.
Okay.
2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 2.
That's more than...
No, it isn't. 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 2.
2, 2, 3, 3, 2. Okay. I thought you said 1, 2, 1.
And you have 20 creation points instead of 25.
Shouldn't I have more since I'm better?
Well, you start with a few that are already self-improved.
Okay.
The next thing we're going to do is we are going to choose a profession. And we've all chosen a basic profession. Layla's got the witch. Chris has got the agitator. Jeremy, you've got the swordmaster.
Yeah.
And then Nate, you've got pistolier. In the top left of your character card there, you're going to see primary characteristics, and it's going to mention somewhere between 1 and 3 characteristics. Immediately bump your characteristics up by 1 for whichever one is mentioned in that section.
Single one of them?
That's for free, yeah. It
should just be 2.
Okay.
Yeah. So push those up once.
That goes up by 1?
Yeah.
That's a freebie.
Okay. So the next step is for humans, you are going to... let's see. We can choose where you come from later. That's fine. So we're going to go straight into spending our points here. So there's a couple things you're actually going to spend these creation points on. The first one is improving your characteristics. And the second set is there's 4 different categories you can put some points into. One of them is wealth, skills, talents, and actions. Each of those 4 categories you can put anywhere between 0 and 3 points into. So you're going to have those 4 things plus your characteristics to spend points on. So my suggestion is you start, get some points spent into your characteristics, then once you start running out of points, start thinking about the other ones and then shuffle them around.
So you go from 3 to 4 toughness is 4 points.
Yes.
Right, so you're going to spend a number of points that you're going to move it to, and then if you want to move it again, you have to spend another set of points.
So 3 to 5 is 9.
Right, you got it.
Okay.
So let's all start spending some of those, and as you guys spend them, let us hear kind of where your standout characteristics are, or maybe where some of your weak characteristics are.
Oh, I think I did that
and
wrong.
Let me throw out 2 for the 2 guys making fighter types from experience playing a murder elemental. You're going to want to save at least a few points to buy your action cards, because you're going to need them in order to be effective as a fighter. Without actions, you're just going to be doing basic melee attack, and those suck.
A lot of the...
So if I want to go up to 4, I spend
social
4?
Pieces
yeah.
are...
And then if you
want
to go again to 5, you'd spend 5 more than that.
Charm.
So it gets very expensive after a while. Now, no single stat is allowed to be greater than 5 at the beginning of the game.
And 6 is the overall maximum you'll ever get.
So 3 is average?
Yeah, so generally speaking, 3 is average, 2 is slightly below average, 4 would be above average, 5 is, like, exceptional.
I think the scale... I think the game tells you the scale is, like, a human average is 2. But we're heroes, so 3 is a better place to be.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
So, Chris, what do you have any standout characteristics or particularly
weak
ones?
My low one is I just left strength at 2, so he's just an average guy. He's a little tougher, a little more agile, though. He's got 3s in each of those, and a 3 willpower, so just above average in terms of holding his own. But intelligence and fellowship, he's very charming and quite witty. He may not have been to school, but he knows a lot. So I don't have any advanced skills, like no medicine or anything like that. But I'm trying to play this guy as like streetwise, clever,
all right, I like that.
And amicable.
Okay, cool. So the just to reiterate, you can spend 0 to 3 points on how wealthy you are, which will determine how much money and basic starting equipment you're going to have.
And this is the grid.
This also kind of determines what like social tier you maybe belong to, and that's going to be a combination of several elements. Or you can also kind of through your storyline choose kind of like I'm a noble who has hard times, or
and then you said
Chris
you can
is choosing
spend
to be,
like 3 points.
I'm
in
choosing
talents,
before.
Skills.
Yeah, so you can spend 0 to 3 points on each of those.
So if you spend this many points,
if you
want to
copy
that.
The table right here, it
tells
you
depending on what it is.
Get,
so if you spend
those,
3 points on wealth, you get
affluent.
So you just read it across and figure out how much you're going to spend.
Okay.
You can spend 0, but then these are the
and
default
you said skills
things.
Were like the fighting things?
No, actions.
So,
actions.
If you spend
so you're going to want a decent investment in actions. Skill doesn't
like
suck. It's good to have at least a couple because you're going to want like your
skills,
melee if you're a fighter
you
and you're going
to
want like your
how many talent
range combat thing, whatever it is, to be up
so
at least trained.
So I would.
But definitely you're going
to
want
so 4. It costs 1 point to be 4.
Okay.
And your actions,
it tells you right here.
Yeah, and this is how many you'll start with for free, and then as you advance your character, you'll get more.
Okay.
But it's a good idea for combat guys to have a handful of these because that's where your bread and butter is.
Okay.
So is anybody doing anything on any kind of like polarizing parts of the spectrum? Are you really poor, really affluent?
I'm really wealthy because I'm from like
The dwarves. So now, so you're the elves. So there's an elven quarter in Marienburg. Are you going to be like living there, or are you a foreigner in town?
No, I'm a foreigner.
Okay.
I was thinking there's some part of, since it's like a new character, kind of like the last aspect of my swordmaster training.
Like your initiate training?
Yeah, I'm on some sort of quest or sojourn or something to complete.
That works out well. I think that'll work out really well.
So I have wealth 3.
So are you new to the Empire, or have you been here for a while?
No, I've just arrived, so I'm like
okay.
A super
so you're from
Ulf
1.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm affluent also.
Oh, really?
I am a knight.
So
yes.
Are you a noble, like, parading around?
Yes. A noble in the Pistolier, you know, regiment.
Yeah, you're like someone's son, and you're like out, you join the army as a Pistolier.
Trying to make a name for myself,
yeah.
Trying to become, move my way up to sergeant, and yeah.
All right, I like that. So you guys have both chosen relatively posh. Now, Jeremy, yours is easier because you're an elf to fold into the story, but Nate, yours, you're a human. I have a couple ideas for you on starting out, but you can choose kind of a. Are you going to join Chris in the prison type starting scenario, or are you going to go for my alternative one?
I think alternative.
Okay, that's fine.
Prison doesn't suit me. It's below me.
Okay, and Layla, do you all good?
Yeah, I think so.
And I was going to mention for you, Layla, too. You're in the same kind of boat that actions are going to be valuable because all your spell cards are actions.
Right.
So if you don't buy enough, you're going to be really limited in what you can do magically.
Well, I'm 4, so I get 2 actions. Is this how many I get? Or
you have to spend each one separately, between 0 and 3 points for each column.
Right.
So you might be, like, 4
be
in
zero
one column,
and, yeah, well.
Then, like, spend 3 points for actions, 2 points for skills.
Okay.
So you can spend anywhere between 0 and 12 points in that section alone.
Okay, so you're saying I should invest a lot in my actions?
You should put a decent amount in there because you're gonna—that's where your spell cards come from.
So it's only 3 creation points for 4 actions?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do that. So I'm gonna get 3 actions.
4 actions.
Four.
3 points for 4 actions.
4 actions. Okay. So now I'm down to 11.
Do you know? Her casting characteristic is still intelligence, right?
It is still intelligence, yeah.
So what's your int, your intelligence? Should you take that up?
3.
You're going to want that to be at least a 4, I
it
think.
It says willpower and fellowship on there.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
But she still uses int for casting, though, right?
Yeah. I think we'll... I'll have to double check.
Most of the spells, I think, use intelligence as their primary characteristic. Near there. Let's just look.
Now when we
that's fine.
So like yeah, because spellcraft is the ability you usually use. So spellcraft most of the time is powered by intelligence because spellcraft is a trained skill.
Yeah.
And it's actually I think an advanced one. It's not
but
on
she
the
gets,
basic
she'll
list.
Have this
right. So you'll write spellcraft in here and have it just available to you.
Okay.
But intelligence is what drives that. So if you want to be rolling a good amount of dice to cast your spells, you're going to want your intelligence like a 4 probably.
Now Chris, your career skills. You don't get them by default. You choose them as your.
You may train in them based on how many
skills
you,
yes.
You
buy. Those are the ones.
So you don't
you
get it
purchase.
For free. This would count as one of your available skills from the chart.
What are the talents versus the skills?
Talents are these little sideways ones that plug into the side of your card.
Okay,
they're like little perks
skills.
And stuff. Skills are like
I'm particularly
these.
The skills. I like those a lot.
Okay, yeah, I like skills.
And you're only allowed to choose the ones from here. At 1 point for however many this says you can choose. So, like, if you spend 3 points,
you get
you
4
can
plus
2. Four.
But if I spend 1 point
2
in
specializations.
Skills and it has 2 skills, do I just get those for free or do then I have to spend
you
2
get them
points?
For free, but they have to be ones on your character.
So
it lets
you do a training
okay.
And 2 of those.
Later
skills.
On,
okay.
Once you have experience points to cash in, you can acquire those other ones you haven't yet received for
okay.
1 point per skill.
So how many
or you can choose
skills
ones outside
buy?
Of your career at a more expensive
you
cost.
Took the, you spent
I took
3?
The, yeah, I spent 3.
Okay, so you definitely want to take spellcasting as... or whatever to spellcraft. The trick with that one is, though, these are weird because normally if you take one of these with one of your skill points, you get to check a box and
yeah.
You get that yellow dice.
Right.
With the advanced ones, you merely get to write it down,
uh-huh.
Meaning you can actually use that ability, whereas none of us can even try.
Yeah.
Okay.
Advanced
you don't
skills,
have a yellow dice yet.
If you don't
you just
know
get
an advanced skill,
it.
You don't even have the choice to do it.
Right. that's the only difference, is that basically by having it, you have it. You don't have training in it yet. But you still see there's three the
but it means
check boxes. So later you could train it and get the yellows at a later point, but at character creation, you just have it open.
Okay.
It's the difference between knowing how to do it and being good at it.
Yeah.
Like okay. Reading. I can't even attempt to read. It's an advanced skill, right?
It is.
Where? How do you know it's advanced?
Because it's not on the base skills.
These are the base. Okay.
Yeah. There's a section in the bottom right of your character card for advanced skills. Generally speaking, everybody in the Empire is illiterate by default.
So then, if I spent the 1 point in skills and got 2 skills, I fill in the first box of 2 different things.
Yes.
That
are on that card.
Yep. Okay.
So I have 2 here, so I have to pick those 2.
What would be a good specialization?
So you depending on how many points you spend,
your,
you may have the option
stats,
for what's called specializations.
Oh,
specializations, like lately, I think you have a couple of those,
yeah,
right?
You definitely want weapons.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you'll do is you'll pick one of the skills you have chosen, and you can choose to specialize in a focused part of it. So an example might be
discipline is basically what makes you not freak out.
If it's like ranged weapons is your skill,
so if
you could choose pistols as your specialty and gives you a bonus when you use that particular specialization.
So then now I just gotta pick my
actions.
And if you want some examples of what specializations for a skill might be, I have a chart.
So would the specialization be pistols or gunpowder?
Frankly, I'm completely overwhelmed right now. Like,
pistol. You have to be more specific.
I can't. I need to do one thing at a time.
Which one do you want to do first?
I don't even know right now.
Okay. So are all your points spent?
I have 2 points left.
Okay. And have you already bought everything you want from the skills section? So 2 points is going to be hard to figure out what to do with. You could pull back 1 point from these and have 3.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm just
and
gonna
increase
and finish up here
like a 2 to a 3. Or increase one of these with your other points. So you don't get to keep unused points in character creation. If you don't use any,
okay.
They just get wasted.
I'll just have 1 talent.
Is this the
this is actions?
And then I'll
and
strength up.
Okay, cool. Because I get 4 actions.
Talents.
Bellbinder.
I get 4 actions.
Okie doke. So, let's do skills first here. You already did your.
What are the skills?
Standard default.
So,
everybody should take one of the basics.
Give me a second.
Okay.
When
these are not standard.
How many points did you put into skills?
Everybody.
3.
So, you're going to have 4 with 2 specializations.
Right.
So, these are your available skills.
Yeah, this is the basic set.
So you can
everything except this
any
one down
4
here.
Of these
that
5.
That one you just like threw in. So, you get one of every one of these cards except
the
one
in the first box.
Or
Spellcraft
the
being the exception, it goes down.
Oh, so we have all of these.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You have one of each. And he's got
so you've already
cards.
Chosen the
you
first
one,
so you have 3 left.
If you want the card.
You want a card or you want it?
No, this has all of them.
Yeah.
I'm good with this, I think. It's on nice paper, too.
And like, I don't take the block card because I don't carry a shield, so there's no reason for me to have it.
Okay,
there's a couple cards that have requirements.
Okay.
So like if you don't have
okay.
a weapon
and now
in hand, you
have
can't
2 specializations. So which are the ones you chose?
Intuition. It's been so long.
And I'll never have a shield,
resilience.
So I just didn't even take the block
okay.
card.
That makes sense because it's just cumbersome.
Okay.
You don't
can
need
I
that.
Specialize in Spellcraft?
So now some of these you have
let me
to
see what your options
see,
for Spellcraft
like
would be. I think you can choose in certain orders. Like you can specialize in Hedge Magic as an example.
White basic Sigmar, because you got to have the whatever.
Yeah.
Ooh, the perfect stroke. I'm familiar with that.
Bladed weapon equipped. You must be engaged with the target. So you
at the bottom
game.
Of each of the skills
yes.
are some sample specializations.
So I have the I have an actual like magic weapon.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, this is chaos.
So let's see.
Weird. You could be a chaotic slimy shelf.
Creature lore.
Insulting
like
blow.
Those are the same thing, it's just the green versus the red sides.
Okay. So why does the perfect stroke on this side?
That's the reckless side.
I don't know why. Oh, so if you're conservative, you're Slaanesh, but you can always use it recklessly.
It's So where do I put
that?
Say
Slaanesh on that side.
That is not supposed to be in this binding.
Specialties
are going to
specialization.
I'm just wondering, shouldn't that be printed
so
on both
like,
sides of the card?
Specialize
so
in local customs.
So this
okay.
acrobatic
perfect.
Strike, given that it shows
so whenever you do
in,
a skill
no.
check that involves
it's
local customs,
event.
You'll get a bonus
sword
white die in addition to everything else.
Okay. Plus.
Double strike.
Yeah.
A melee
weapon
in each hand. Don't got it.
Okay, and then I want
spellcraft.
History of magic, college
don't
of
take
the
this
magic.
Card
Disorienting.
Rank 1 might
as
be
proved
a good
by Dave.
Because that's the highest rank spells you can get from other colleges.
Repost is
yeah.
kind of nice.
That would be a good one.
So
someone you'll always pass
you
higher better.
Just missed.
Okay.
And you use the parry
action
that
would also
against
it.
So then you get a free hit. That's kind of cool.
So when do I
are you going
check off training?
So as you proceed
yeah,
and gain experience points, you pass
set
them
of
in
skills that are
to improve your skills.
For that, and you should really
and
those.
That
will
this card says I come with a great
can
sword of
hope. So you can use spellcraft, you just don't
you
get
want.
Bonus dice yet.
And
you
what
may
does
want
this give
this.
Me also?
Also
uh-huh.
a special card that allows you to sacrifice dice from your pool to get a special ability, but it's only for two-handed fighting.
Okay, so the second part
is
here is
V-hander or
the Zweihander. They named
okay.
them a certain
action
thing, but Zweihander is for anybody that's
actions
using a two-handed weapon. It doesn't matter if you're a dwarf with a double-handed axe
so
or an elf with a two-handed sword.
Or
you
a
take
human.
This, right.
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 Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You just take this card to represent having special talent with two-handed weapons,
okay.
and then it gives
so
you the ability to sacrifice
you're allowed
for
to choose spells because you currently
if
only
you don't
have
that
magic,
card, you can't
yeah.
do those things.
You can
okay.
choose spells.
But there's tons
magic,
of like filler
right
two-hand cards
okay,
in here
just
for
thing.
Just
yeah.
wall.
However, you
stuff.
Have two talents,
weapon,
which
right.
can allow
I'm
you to buy other orders of magic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you wanted to do that
great
first, that might open up your options for spells.
Yeah.
Not Hoth.
No.
That's where Tauntauns are.
No, Hoth.
But Hoth.
When you guys get a second, can we see the page that has the talents for the different orders of magic?
That is not that binder.
Not that binder?
It's
okay.
This
one.
One.
That is that one.
I don't think any of these were you.
No, this is the
familiar.
No, you can kind of look through yours, and then
okay.
I can look through mine. It's easier, I think, for you to be
is
able
it
to
any
have
it.
I had a bunch
there
of the two-handers with my Dwarf Slayer, so I can point out a couple of good ones
okay,
for you.
Okay, cool. Thanks. I appreciate it.
There's a one or two of them that would be dwarf-specific, but there's some other ones in there that are anybody with two-handed weapon can use, and they're awesome.
Okay, so let's get past all these guys. Maybe. No, those are all the careers. I think it is yours. It's just in the back.
Well, there's this, but... Oh, I put a binder right there.
Are you sure it's not over there? Or yonder?
Yeah.
You guys had it before because she pulled those cards out.
Yeah.
Are they just in the back of that one?
Yes.
Oh, you got them all shoved into one.
The reputations? Yeah.
So there's
them?
A couple... No, I'll try and describe
you
the different
finish.
Lores of magic while Nate does that.
Actually, they're in my book. Here. Huh. I can flip to it and you can look at it.
So there's 8 lores of magic that you can choose from. You can probably maybe just pick 2 that sound like they are up your alley.
Okay. I want the animal one.
That's amber.
Okay.
Here they are. Specialty order. So these right here, those specialty cards are wraps.
Okay.
And Jesse can help you if they don't describe them well enough, like what they do.
Get Curse of Years.
Fire.
Yeah, I'm reading it.
3 actions.
Wah, wah, wah.
Twin pistols.
Yeah, I like the idea that you have all these preloaded because it's like black powder weapons.
Yeah.
So you go through your pistols.
does like Gurr or any of that matter?
I have 8
brace
of pistols.
No,
yes,
but you probably
want to
write down
pistols.
As like number.
You just drop them and pull out your other two.
Well, I only have one. Those
one is
expensive.
It's like formal magic name.
But I like your where you're going with that idea. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we need our reckless bits.
Yeah, I have to remember where those are.
Little
oh,
track.
They're in there, I think. Like, a lot of this stuff has been put away for a little while.
I think I'll do the light order as the second one.
Which one?
Light.
Cool.
Okay, so amber and light. Okay, now what?
Alright, so is that both of your talents?
Do I need to, like, care about this part at all?
No, not at the moment. Because
okay.
There'll be a card that has all that information for you once they're done with the binder.
Here, why don't you... You go first, and then I'll go after.
Flip this around, and they're in the bag.
I have my three actions.
What did you get? You got twin pistols.
Twin pistols. If I have a pistol in each hand, I can nominate one of your weapons as primary. And its traits and values apply to this attack.
Yeah,
so I
don't
know if
it's
fire both of them.
Yeah, light and amber.
Light.
So
plus
like
quarter
the
shot
one?
And a thundering shot.
Yeah.
There's amber.
Thanks. Here's your, pull your bits. So you're basically trying to... They're all double-sided.
Okay,
you just
so
need
what,
to pull four tokens and a
so
middle.
So these things are the same
you
as
need
your,
one middle. This is the middle.
So these are the ones at any given point you can have one of those socketed.
Even though this says witchcraft and that says order?
And while you have that one socketed, it's easier to cast the spells from that order.
Yeah, I get that, but what does that mean for cards?
So now action cards. This is your last part.
Okay.
So you are allowed to choose a number of cards equal to what it said on the thing. Do you recall what it was?
Four.
Oh, and then we're also supposed to take a little, get an hourglass.
Yeah.
Does a hedge wizard get all the basic magic cards?
It's what your current position is.
Don't recall.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like counterspell and magic darts and all that jazz.
See if it's on here.
Did you get a middle?
Okay, well, in the meantime.
I got a
middle.
So here, this page says up here, rank one light order.
Okay.
So it says the ranks, and they start at rank one, and they go up to rank higher ranks as
you
go further.
The difference
so you can only choose rank one options.
Reckless.
So here's light.
Okay.
Oh, and here's amber, the first two sections.
Okay.
And then hedge magic is in the back.
Okay.
So you can choose from any of those three categories.
Okay.
Skills are done. Actions are done. I still need a talent. And then the wealth. I'm good. So you start off with your trappings, your typical trappings for your career?
Not necessarily. It's going to kind of depend on your wealth.
Okay.
Where did you see trappings on the character card?
Uh-huh.
There's like a suggested trappings in the back. Yeah, oh yeah, we'll get there.
The battle standee.
Good.
I don't see anything that says that, Jesse. I could be wrong. It doesn't say anything on her card or on the witch card or on the hedge magic card.
That says she doesn't.
That
so
says she does. So I don't see anything that says take the blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I'll look at that while we're getting things going.
Yeah, something to research. Unless it says, like, all mages under the wizard section. Can you move my book?
This?
Yeah. Let's peek at the wizarding world here and see what it says.
Here. Apprentice wizards start the game with the cantrip, channel power, counterspell, and magic dart cards. So Layla's not an apprentice wizard,
right.
So I don't think she starts with them.
Makes sense because she doesn't have channel.
But she could
buy
get them
it.
If
right,
she
their
would.
Actions,
yeah, okay.
Right? Except channel.
Yeah.
It might even say on the channel card like wizard.
Which it says witches can't use channel, but once you rank
warlock,
the warlock can.
I'm just saying maybe the card even says like wizard or something on it as like a requisite.
Yeah. So Jeremy, how are you looking over there?
Good. I need. Do you have magic items? Because I need my sword.
Yep. That is my binder over here.
My great sword. And then I just need to pick my actions, and then I'm done.
Here's your actions.
I'm looking. I've got the book version of them, so I might be able to help find a couple of the ones.
Oh yeah,
referring.
So yeah, if you could suggest what you think would be useful, I'd be more than happy to.
Oh, all of these say beast form. Does that mean I can't?
It means you have to shape into an animal.
I have to.
That's what they let you do.
Oh, okay.
Which ones are you looking at? I don't think we've ever tried one of your.
I'm done toying with you.
Is that the card?
I was always intrigued by those. All right, Jerry, you said the great sword of Hoeth?
Yes, please.
profane weapon, crystal ball, healing salve, blessed weapon, great sword of Hoth.
So this one's actually exclusive to you, like something I never could have taken called Final Stroke of the Master.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That's a sword master specific, so you might want to look at that one.
Okay. Final Strike of the Master.
And Layla, just
I believe
for
you've
fun.
Got a couple of them.
Wait, hang on. Nothing
yeah,
else I
Path of the
Sorry.
Autumn Wind is one of yours, and Path of Falling Water. And I believe what happens is that Final Stroke of the Master, it's like for every one of the other cards that you have recharging, it gets better.
So if you do it like in the or, oh, dude,
right.
That's so cool.
So
yeah.
If you buy all three of them, then you can stack up. And again, I was never able to do any of those because I wasn't an elf, so I didn't have access.
Yes, I want to do all of that.
Mighty Blow is the one I was thinking of, though. Everybody with a 200 weapon should at some point get this into their repertoire.
Looking for
There's some neat weapons
okay,
in here that we
go.
Never really considered.
Way of the
so
Sword.
Nate,
says.
That's the requisite, and you have it
okay.
Because you're a sword master.
Okay.
I don't know if it's on this part of the card. Maybe it's back here. Sword master carry. Oh, you know what? It might actually be part of your card. Sword. Anyway, you have it.
Okay, so I can use it.
Yep.
Yeah, these are six different ways of the sword. This is cool. This is like, do you ever read any Robert Jordan books? The fighting in Robert Jordan is all like crane over mountain water. It's like one form. So he like really goes into detail like all sword fighting.
That's cool.
Well, obviously.
So you know how these cards work? Like, the green is when you're conservative,
yes.
And the red is when you're reckless.
Uh-huh.
And most of the time, because you have a stronger conservative side, you'll
yeah.
be in that. That basically, it's telling you that that's the favored path of this type.
What does this number denote?
So when you flip that, when you use that card, it means it's going to put recharge tokens on it, so it's going to get five. On the end of the turn you use it, you'll take the first one off.
Okay.
But a lot of your cards, I believe, stack up, so you actually want some of your cards recharging because it
I'm
gives other cards benefits.
Okay.
So sometimes
okay.
that's not bad. Other times you want your card recharging fast,
okay,
you can use it again. But if it's
yeah.
one of the ones that gets, like, improved stuff by being charged, like I have one, like
so
this one's a zero, I can use this every turn,
includes,
but this one's a five, but
okay.
what happens
all
with this one
stuff.
Is it basically
so
gives me an effect while
here.
It's recharging.
So I got
oh,
my
okay.
two talents.
So last thing here is your, yeah, you got your talents,
oh, yeah,
you
this
your
one.
Skills,
at least one other
and
way
and you've got,
sword charge
and you've got your wealth
yeah.
for me
yeah.
to use it.
And did you write
that's
down on the back
yeah,
here?
I think this one gets better the more you have.
Your equipment and whatever cash you have, good stuff. Okay. Your stance right here
mm-hmm.
is going to match up to whatever this says. So two in the green, two in the red,
okay.
including the one in the middle. So you have there's a neutral stance, then you have two on the red side, two
yeah.
on the green
okay.
side.
Do I need to do
yeah,
anything.
Fill them in. That's your available stance meter.
Like that?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, and that is it for that. So I can take this away.
Yep.
All right, now, Layla, the last thing for you. On the front side, you have your wound threshold in the top right.
Yeah.
As a human, it's 9 plus your toughness. Okay, and that means if you go above that number, bad things happen to you.
Got it.
What spells did you end up taking?
I ended up taking Illumination, Radiant Weapon, Wild Sight, and Feral Fire. Which
those sound like fun.
Which is really funny.
So as you're playing the game, all your action cards are going to have two sides to them, a red side and a green side. One represents your reckless side, and one represents your conservative side. And some spells or actions may perform differently depending on what side you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So that stance meter you have there, generally, you start in neutral, and you can work yourself into one of these stances 1 point per turn
yeah.
if you choose to.
It takes stress to go another one.
So Layla, since you're coming from afar, and I think this would be a fun part of the game,
there was one that I should take.
I'm gonna grant you a toad familiar.
Mighty blow. Everybody should have mighty blow.
It doesn't have to be a toad necessarily, but that's your. It's like an attuned animal to you.
It's just too good.
And since you chose amber magic, it seems kind of appropriate. You're a bit of a forest wizard, so the it kind of says on there, so long as that creature is close to you, you your equilibrium will be one higher than it normally is.
Okay. And how do I
knowing your equilibrium is important.
Yeah, how do I keep track of my equilibrium?
And your equilibrium, if I remember correctly, is equal to, I think it's your willpower, but let me double check that.
Actually,
let me
hear you good.
I'm just looking for the mind.
And basically, you will, you know how we get those like three little white beads to use as our focus? You'll have a different color bead to use for your focus, and you'll just kind of spend them and then pull them back as they recharge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
What kind of familiar should I have?
Little bunny foo-foo.
Well, the feral fire allows it says a rat-shaped flame leaps from your hand and scurries across the battlefield.
Awesome.
It climbs its way up the target's leg and under his armor, and the target suffers one wound each time you remove a recharge token from the spell. So that's with one hammer.
That's nice.
With more, there are two rats.
I like the image of that. That's amazing. Yeah. His little fiery rat. So, Layla, your equilibrium is equal to your willpower.
My equilibrium is equal to my... Oh, okay.
Which is good. That's why you made that 4?
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's see. All right, cool. All right, Layla, I think you're done outside of choosing a model or a tile card for yourself. Do you guys want to use the tile cards, or do you want to use like plastic models?
I don't know if you're going to have a good agitator.
Let's just use the tiles. Let's see, Jeremy, how are you doing on yours?
I'm done, I think.
Okay. So, Layla, here's the human male to choose your picture.
Did my 2 skills, I did my wealth, I throw money, the stats.
Nate, here's the human males. Choose your picture and then pass one of the boxes to Chris. You don't have to use the one that matches up to your picture if you don't want on your career. Find one that represents you. And then Mr. Jair, here's the elves.
Okay.
That's how the rest of the characters should.
So once everybody's settled in that regard, and everybody has their actions and talents and everything squared, we'll do equipment as our last thing, and then we can talk about how we're gonna like get it into play. And Nate, since you're a noble, I kind of feel like this item here, if you maybe want to sacrifice a little bit of your gold that you're starting with and replace it with this, I think it'd be an appropriate one.
Okay.
It's called a master's handgun,
mm-hmm.
and I think this could be a kind of a cool, like your father sent you out into the world to prove yourself, and here's one of the family's nicely crafted pistols.
Yeah, sounds good.
So check it out. I think that's a fun one for you. It's a superior quality weapon, so it gets some bonuses.
Here's
cool.
The human pistolier in case you're looking for it.
Oh yeah, that one. Big.
I don't know if you necessarily come with a horse or not. We'll decide on that later.
I should have a smaller one.
I think it actually has.
On a horse.
I think it actually has one of each. If we look through these long enough.
Anybody need these?
Those are the female ones.
Those are only females.
Jared, you find yours okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Let me take your box back just so we can keep this organized.
Oh, here's the unmounted.
Cool. Oh, you have a mounted version? Tight.
I'm going to trade your boxes in a second. This box
is the one that turns on fire when you... You're like, you're a pack of roaches.
No, just for
the
warrior type guys.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds petty, but like, in a cool way.
Well, it's like a really clean mouse.
Is it white?
Yeah. He's very pure.
Isn't that like albino kind where it's like pink and red?
Yeah.
Whatever, leaf eater. So you know how you use that thing?
That's my fae.
So are we actually going to
miss this guy?
Actually, I need that.
Huh? Who is it?
It's a witch hunter.
Oh.
So are we going to, like, start?
Well, we're going to do... we're going to get you guys settled into how the story begins.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll probably leave the next session for actually, like, firing it up.
Okay. Because I want to try out my stuff now.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we could... We could cut this one short and start a brief recording.
Yeah.
I want to make sure everybody's settled first, though, because that...
Are you guys feeling settled?
Yeah, the only thing left is I just need to know my money.
Yeah, I think I just
okay.
need to spend a
while. Well, the money's right there. Jer, what did you spend on cash?
I spent 3.
Oh, you get some bank then.
So I'm a fool.
And I'll offer you a similar option to the rest of the gang, where if you want to give me some of your starting cash back, I'll exchange it for like a magic item of sort that is appropriate for you. So you're affluent. Affluent is you get an exceptional set of clothes, a sturdy backpack, and on the back right there's a trapping section. Yeah, back left, sorry. You have an exceptional set of clothes, a nice backpack. You have a healing draft. You have a dagger. Here, this is not all of these. You have a dagger. Yeah, you get the dagger.
Uh-huh.
And then you can choose between either a rapier, longbow, great weapon, or a hand weapon.
Well, if I already have a great weapon from my profession, I should take like a longbow then.
All right.
I just carry with my in my pack.
Well, I'm not going to give you another one since you have the...
No, my character came with a magic weapon already. So.
Let me see if there's any other elfin things that are appropriate... excuse me, appropriate for you.
So what was on that list? It was exceptional clothes, a backpack,
exceptional clothes,
a dagger,
backpack,
healing
draft, a dagger,
and then a choice of a hand weapon?
A longbow, a rapier, or a hand weapon.
Yeah. Essentially, you get one weapon of your choice, almost, as long as it's not black powder.
Like a basic weapon.
Okay.
And then a certain amount of actual money.
You get 5 gold.
Which is a boatload.
And Nate, you have the same, but drop a little bit of it for your... maybe drop 2 of them for your your pistol.
Okay.
All these are very, very dwarf focused. Not a lot of elf ones.
They never did an elf supplement.
No, they didn't.
They hate elves. See, I'm just going with the Games Workshop thing. I'm just being racist like they are.
Yeah, you know, Chaos eventually wins, but they would have won a lot sooner if it wasn't for my people. So.
Yeah, whatever.
Didn't you create
Sladesh? Yeah, I don't want to hear
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, I don't have any.
That was a different system.
I don't have anything more to offer you here, but with that gold, you can buy some armor. We'll do a little bit of shopping for some of you guys.
Wait, isn't Cain corn? Yeah, I don't want to hear an elf.
It was our space brothers who made Sladesh.
No. It was you. Because you're primitive, guys.
So Layla's totally done. Chris, how are you looking?
You got my money.
Done.
I was born ready.
If you guys want, I have item cards for all, even like just the other various things you're holding. So if you want, I can exchange those out for something. Like Chris, what are you carrying here?
As far as equipment, I've got clothes and a dagger.
Clothes and a dagger. All right. Well, here's your dagger.
Fancy.
And I'm going to give you clothes because I kind of assume you'll have that. Jerry, you said you wanted the longbow?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Here's a longbow.
Okay.
These don't have stats on them, but they represent, like, you know, you having it. And if you lose it, I can take it back. Nate, you have your pistol. Anything else?
A hand weapon.
Okay. Like a sword, or?
Yeah,
a
sword.
Here, have a long sword.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll need the stats for my quarterstaff.
Okay, and here, I'm going to give you a quarterstaff while we're at it.
I didn't even write my stats for my dagger down. I didn't figure out to try.
Let's see. Does anybody have? Let's see. We got backpacks here. We got. Does anybody have anything out of the ordinary as far as armor that is not just cloth?
Yes. If I start with my trappings, I do.
I have sleeve, scale mail coat, and a tall helm. So I have heavy armor. So I have 5 plus save. Plus a ward save against missile weapons because I can chop the arrows.
Your freezer is efficient.
And don't you guys each have some royal clothes? You guys all both have nice clothes, don't you?
Yes.
Clothing.
Boy, how in the world are you guys gonna like hang out with us too?
Because he's going to let us know.
I'm a total beggar.
That's my job.
Like, that's his job.
Yeah.
Will you take pity on me?
I have at least a breastplate.
A breastplate like this. Breastplate, breastplate,
armor.
Or
breastplate, yeah.
Okay.
It says, armor, often just a breastplate, padded jacket, and helmet to allow freedom of movement.
Okay, well, here's a breastplate. Some of these don't come free, though, because some of these are kind of high-end gear.
Okay.
I'm going to say, for you, Nate, you are going to have to purchase your armor with your money, because we already kind of folded in your magic item.
Okay.
Or whatever you want to call that thing. Your family heirloom. So, for armor... Now, Layla, the
we have ice.
Yeah.
So, Layla, wizards don't really use armor. Any armor you wear that would soak up damage or prevent you from getting hurt infringes on your ability to cast spells.
Yeah, I don't have any armor.
So you would generally wear, like, cloth. You would wear robes, is what it would be called.
I'm
it
a
gives
witch,
you...
though.
So sexy robes.
Yeah, but technically what you wear is called robes, because that gives you some defense but no soak, because soak is what actually prevents you from casting spells.
So I have robes on, so what's my defense?
Is one defense, zero soak. Okay, so for the rest of you guys, let's do Nate first. Nate, if you want breastplate and chain, that is... How about this? How about it's 5 gold. Do you want to just keep your pistol and your breastplate and chain and call it a day?
Sure.
And you'll be broke.
And I
you spent all your money and went out in the world.
And I don't have a horse, right?
No horse.
Okay.
Or the army has your horse, and at the moment, I'll tell you why, but you're no longer with the army at the moment.
It makes my tactic less useful since I need to be mounted.
That's fine.
Borrow one. Commandeer one.
Commandeer one.
Yeah, you'll have opportunities later, but for now, no horse.
Okay, so I have breastplate and chain.
Breastplate and chain, and it is 1 defense, 4 soak.
Okay.
And here's your breastplate.
My character doesn't believe in material possessions.
I do.
And then, Jeremy, can you remind me?
Yes.
Like, you think they're illusionary? Or...
A sleeved, scale mail coat, and tall
no.
hat.
Okay, so scale mail, you can purchase for 3 gold. This is not Ulthuan scale. This is regular scale. There is Ulthuan scale as well, but that costs 6 gold.
Okay.
So I don't know if you have a way to...
I only have 5 gold, because that's what I started with.
So let's start... This is effectively a low-quality version of...
Okay, I haven't earned my full, full armor yet.
So we'll pretend it's not, like, human-made scale, but it's not, like, the finest stuff.
Yeah, and it's 3 gold?
Yeah, let's go 3 gold. That's a good start.
Okay.
I'm sorry, put him back in the gold bag.
Okay.
The
it is called a scale mail?
Yeah, it is 0 defense, 4 soak.
Okay. How is that is that okay?
Yeah, that's good. So what happens is defense adds a negative dice to your opponent's roll.
Okay.
And then soak directly just mitigates damage by that value. So 4 is really good.
What about my helmet? Do I need anything for
you
my
don't
helmet?
Need anything special
okay.
for the helmet, no. Okay, Chris, what kind of equipment or clothing are you wearing?
Just clothes.
All right, so I'm not going to give you anything special because you just got junk.
Yarp.
All right.
Maybe we already know each other.
Here's your peasant's garb.
We would run in the same
Sweet.
Peasant circles. Like.
You've heard me expounding upon the dangers of this game.
I find listening.
Layla, here's your robe.
I find listening to you entertaining. You don't know it, but I listen to you. I don't necessarily believe in what you say, but...
Oh, you would.
She thinks
I'm
of you
very,
like money.
I'm very compelling.
I don't believe in you.
It's why I'm in the jail, because I'm very compelling.
Okay,
I have very
shield.
Strong beliefs.
Does anybody have anything else they're carrying that is, like, worth noting? Things like an alchemist kit, block and tackle, chains, other things I might need to, like, yeah.
Might need
to
hand shit out. I mean, just saying.
Do you have a mouse in there?
I'll check if there's, like, a little familiar or something.
She just asked if you had a mouse in your pocket.
It burns!
Maps, miner's picks, saws, food, pots, and
I think
pan.
I need to take a greatsword.
Just FYI, you're not going to be able to use money to motivate my character.
Let's see.
When has that ever worked, though, with your characters?
Never has, but I'm saying, like, she won't go along just because
Although,
money.
Pretty baubles. You are susceptible to pretty
no,
baubles.
No, those are material possessions. I don't want baubles.
and
where would I put them? I live on the street.
Hunky nobles.
Hunky nobles. Not after that either.
Yeah, I need to figure out how to get your character into this. I think.
Well.
Power.
Yeah, like power or knowledge. Like I'm really driven by access to knowledge.
Join the dark side.
All right, I got an idea.
Warp stone, man.
I wasn't planning on using this one, but I can use it.
Also food, but that's like less.
Basic necessities?
Yeah.
Hey, it's a warm fire. Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, so you guys have money.
I don't have any more money.
You guys have...
I don't have any money.
...equipment. You guys have your cards. You have your stance meters. You've got your people. Probably need some glass beads for recklessness and all that kind of stuff at some point.
And we also need our fortune points.
Fortune points. So every game, every session we play, you'll have three what are called fortune points. And those can, they refresh every game, and they can be spent freely to add on a one-to-one ratio an extra white die to any roll you make. And there are certain things you can do if you do something particularly neat during the game that I can reward you with extra fortune dice. As a group or individually, and they're really just meant for you to give it that extra oomph when your character really needs it. Otherwise, does anybody have any questions on where we're at so far?
Do I have one pistol or two? Is that a brace of pistols? Or is that just a single pistol? One pistol? I don't think it makes a difference as far as it's...
You have one of that, but you can have one, like, regular pistol
okay.
separately as your kind of starting equipment.
Okay, so I've got a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the last thing I think we need to do is, on your character sheets, we need to start divvying out the stats for your weapons. So, Layla, let's start with you. What weapons and armor do you have that we still need stats for?
I have a quarterstaff.
Okay, the quarterstaff's damage rating, or DR, is 4.
Uh-huh.
And its critical rating, or CR, is also 4.
Mm-hmm.
It has the defensive quality.
And what does that mean?
I'll have to look it up, but I believe it adds... If someone's attacking you and you're wielding this, it adds some penalties to them.
Okay. Range is
0,
I take it?
Range is
0. Unless I throw it.
It adds 1 misfortune dice to incoming melee attacks. If you parry with it.
6-2 great weapon encumbrance, but it has this special ability.
Will you remember that, or do I have to write it
just
down?
Write defensive. That's the actual quality. We'll use it enough times we'll remember it. I may not remember it the first time.
So if I parry...
So
if
the parry action, right, when you do that, they get an extra black dice when they're
great.
Oh, Layla never took her
basics.
Basic actions.
Well, I guess maybe mine's more like...
Do you want the summary card, or do you want the individual cards for the basic
actions? The summary card.
So there's a few defensive actions on here. Parry, dodge, block, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So when you parry...
So if it crits, it does bonus damage?
Yeah.
Tells you what to do.
Yeah, I remember.
Printer.
Can you... You guys also got your summary cards? You're good? Okay. So I'm going to clean up the table a little bit with a few of the things we no longer need. Like these, the money.
You still got money?
Yeah, I have money. I have cash money.
All right, Nate, what weapons do you need statistics for here?
I think I'm good. For my one free weapon, I took a greatsword, and it is 7-2.
7-2, yeah.
I have my pistol brace, which I think is 6-2.
Let me check.
That's what my master handgun says.
6-2, yeah.
And it has piercing.
And it's medium.
Pierce 1, unreliable 2.
Okay. So my master handgun is pierce 2, unreliable 2. Okay. And... that's it. I have a breastplate. Defense 1, soak 4.
Alright, and Jeremy?
I have my greatsword and bow with.
Alright, you have that.
Yeah.
And then,
then I have my bow, my longbow.
And what, do you have the stats for that yet?
No, it's just like a basic longbow.
So it's 5-3. Pierce 1.
Okay.
Otherwise, two-handed, stuff like that. Okay. So,
no, I'm good. I got my dagger stats, I got my clothing, armor, my one soak.
Alright. So I think that completes character creation. Okay.